The Asian female stereotype is alive and active. Terry Hiroshima and Mu Young Baek sat down to talk about how they've been treated over the years. Mu Young began by reflecting on a time she faced racism while working at a cancer clinic in Seattle.
There was this one time that white Caucasian elderly man came in and he saw my nameplate, took a look at me, and as I was helping him out, he said, "Wow, you look like one of those Mongols." And
like with a straight face, he said, "You look like one of those Mongols." Yes.
And he looked very enthusiastic and happy to say that, but it completely paralyzed me because I didn't know what he meant by that. And at no point in time did he ask what my heritage, my cultural background, where I was exactly from. He asked no questions about me and decided to educate me about Mongolian history and also just generalizations that he knew about Asians.
I mean, how do you respond in that moment? You were in a position of helping this person, and then they say something that takes your breath away. What did you say?
I don't remember what I said. I just remember I didn't say much. There are so many things I wanted to say. Like, who are you to even say, we just met, and why are you saying this to me?
In hindsight, would you do anything or say anything differently?
I did a lot of self-reflection. I'm a young Asian woman, and this was an elderly white man. So I'm wondering if he had some assumption that I may be a little bit more submissive,
and compliant.
And I felt like I reinforced that or reassured him that that is not just a stereotype, but a reality by not even speaking up. Because had I spoken up or asked for a clarification, I think that would have caught him off guard.
Yeah, I can relate to you. I remember vividly as a young girl in the 70s feeling really hesitant around older white men who would somehow in the course of conversation, whether it was at, you know, a neighborhood block party or through my school or whatever, somebody's parent or grandparent, because I grew up in white suburbia, they would spot me and ask me what my nationality was. And then when they find out I have a Japanese last name, but I'm actually Japanese and Korean and Chinese, like they didn't really know what to do with that. But they immediately started talking about World War II. And that's when I remember hearing the word Jap for the first time and a lot of anger towards Asians just as a whole. Mm. I mean, I had this information in my back pocket that, you know, my grandfather, who is Japanese American, our family were interned here in the U.S. while my grandfather fought for the U.S. I think, you know, having that as a quote unquote card to play was my out, and there was deference after that, but I shouldn't have had to have that card to play. People say weird things, and I feel like when they view you as someone who is lesser than them, it is easier for inappropriate or cruel remarks to be said.
That was Terry Hiroshima and Mu Young Baek. They were interviewed in Seattle by the University of Washington Center for Communication, Difference, and Equity. The interview is provided courtesy of StoryCorps, a national nonprofit whose mission is to preserve and share humanity's stories in order to build connections between people and create a more just and compassionate world. www.storycorps.org.